Hello and welcome back to the Godel Pod. My name is Cara Goward and I'm PR Manager at Godel. Today I am joined by Andre Salanoy, who's Head of .NET. He's here to discuss all things AI and Godel's growing AI community. So Andre, would you like to give a little bit intro about yourself and your role at Godel?
My name is Andre Salanoy. I'm Head of .NET Division and also I'm wearing Head of AI Community. I'm with Godel for almost 10 years. I passed through all the positions from junior developer to lead of architects and actually to managerial role, which is Head of .NET Division, the biggest one we have.
Cool. And how did you get into AI at Godel? I know it's a huge topic at the moment. Lots of predictions out there. So I suppose, what made you get into AI?
Interesting story. Usually when something created a lot of buzz around, I tried like study this topic, and AI was not an exception. Previous topic was Docker and .NET Core. Now I spotted that something is happening in AI area, and I started to investigate, and it looks to me interesting, and I get an impression that is going to be like a big impact on the way we actually build software. And it was interesting for me personally. As a coincidence, I get an offer from Victor to drive this initiative, Victor Nekrasov, in Godel, and I thought, why not? Because it's in line with my personal interest. And this is how I became Head of AI Community.
And what is it about AI that interests you?
The funny fact is that when I was a student, my specialty faculty I was studying at was called like artificial intelligence. but at that time, I have no clue why it's called so. But we had like relevant disciplines related to AI. And for like almost 20 years, there were no any use from this knowledge. And now, like a coincidence, I started to be involved in AI on like in real world with a real world usage scenario. So
what is it about AI that interests you?
The AI, because like in a nutshell, it's a way to do more with less effort. Maybe that's why. So the naive idea that program will do everything for you and you will get money for this.
I think this brings me on to a really good question. There's a lot of myths about AI. So around changing people's roles, maybe in coding, design, writing. What myths can you debunk about AI?
I would say that maybe myth, maybe fear that once this AI will involve, everyone will lose their work. To my mind, it's not true. I would say that AI, we should consider it as a way to be more productive. So I could not believe, at least for now, that AI could actually replace a person on creative work. What it could do, it actually save this person's time on boring, repetitive stuff. And simply speaking, this person may become like 10 times more productive in doing the stuff he person actually doing manually before. Now AI under control of this person can actually do the stuff, and this person is to generate an ideas and supervise the outcome. And from this point of view, I don't see at the moment a way how the AI could actually work in isolation without a human supervision and guidance. So if we just like try to demystify all the myths, to my mind, we are not at the point where AI could do everything itself. But if somebody not improving his personal level of expertise used to do like boring, repetitive kind of work, this kind of people in danger, because most likely these people might be replaced, because it's not a secret that some developers don't like to follow the trends, learn something new, become more expert in what they are doing. And this might be a problem for them because AI may equally fast generate the code as they do with the same level of quality. And for them, it would be a problem. But if somebody is like an expert, a good programmer, architect, artist, and etc., they, in first instance, consider these tools as time saver, so they can do more in a shorter time.
So it's more about working with you and improving your skills than replacing your skills.
For example, just a few examples. I'm an artist, and I'm supposed to create an illustration. Just like naive estimate, it may took me like a few days to build an art, so I can actually present it to someone. Or I can generate an image using like Stable Diffusion, Midjourney, whatever generative AI, and then spend, let's say, half a day on polishing this masterpiece. And instead of like doing something for a few days, I'm getting result with a half a day, and I'm getting more or less the same money. Even over the time, we will start to get less money for this like piece of work. But by doing this, a lot of these pieces of work, we still can actually earn a lot of money just because we became more productive. And the same story with developer. A lot of time, developer just coding. They just type in a code, And minor fraction of their time, they are thinking about the solution, what they need to do. Once they made the solution, built some solution in their mind, they need a lot of time just to write this text, which will be later converted in a program. Now they can ask a chat, whatever, what to create this text, just revisit the outcome because it's done really very quickly. So person doesn't type with such a speed, And if they are happy, then just they commit their work and they did the same amount of work in the way they would do this manually, but with using of AI tools.
Yeah, there's so much potential, and I think if we work with AI, it can grow a person and grow the skill set. So I suppose going back to kind of Godel and AI, I know we now have an AI community. We have a growing interest in what we're going to do with AI. So I suppose, why did we start the AI community?
Well, there are a few reasons. We observe like growing interest among our clients. So there should be an authority inside the company where you can actually come and like ask for assistance, for advice, for expertise, for whatever. So there was no place where you could come and ask your questions or ask for assistance. On another hand, we got to such a, I would say, state of things in Godel that various initiatives started to appear in different divisions, initiative groups, and etc. And nobody had a like holistic vision what is going on. So there should be a need to have once again some group of people who know what is going on. And again, as a company, we need to follow the trends. So somebody needs to be in charge of this. And all these reasons forced like a company to think about getting some structure in their organization, which will be responsible for it. And at the moment, it's called like AI community. Maybe over the time, it will be like called in another way. But this is like the group of enthusiasts, group of managers who actually now act as a center of expertise regarding this topic.
And how many are in the community at the moment?
So if we talk about like board members and the guys who are deciding what to do, it's about like 17.
Oh, wow.
People.
Okay.
So it's like BP, C-level people, heads of divisions, head of R&D function. In terms of active participants taking part in the discussions, it's about like 70 people. And in terms of, we call it like spectators, participants of public events, probably it's measured in hundreds.
Okay, and what is like kind of the goal of the AI community and how do you hope that will evolve?
In first instance, spread the knowledge among the company. I would say encourage people to learn what is AI, try to find an opportunities to use it in a project, maybe during daily routines, and start thinking in another way how they would do things using AI tools, because sooner or later that will be like a normal daily activity as we're using cell phone now. Yeah, because like 30 years ago there were no cell phones, so nobody was thinking about how life will be changed. So sooner we start to think where we can make use of AI, the better results our will be in the long run.
Yeah, going back to like with our phones, who would have thought, like you said, 30 years ago from
the no phones, no mobile internet. So things were sorted out in a completely different way.
Absolutely. I think yeah, it's just completely progressed now. So what tools have you introduced so far internally that can help colleagues with questions related to like AI assistance, for example?
Mm-hmm. Well, the most famous tool is the one which is built by Jorge Garcia de Bustos, so-called like Jorge GPT. This is like implementation of well-known reg pattern or search question answering systems in AI. But other than this, now we're actually trying to adopt all kind of AI assistance for developers like Copilot, JetBrains AI assistant, Continia. So this is another kind of big piece of work we need to do. Other than Jorge's solution, there are a lot of ideas which has been implemented now, but they are not on such a stage. So we can actually like put them on a table and present to someone.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. And looking outside of Godel externally, what impact do you think AI will have on our projects and processes at Godel?
Well, I would say that if Godel will do nothing, so we will suffer very quickly from this mistake, because as we see other companies doing the similar business as Godel, they are not, they are publicly like announcing that they start adoption of various tools. And the primary reason for them to do this is to become more productive, maybe like to some extent do more for a smaller price. And if we want to stay on a business or increase our share in on this market, we need to be like on the front line. So we need to be aware of what is going on, know how to use it, what value to get, how to sell this to client, and etc. How we can actually solve client's problem with these tools. So this is the main reason for Godel to be so active and like keeping track of what is going on outside the Godel.
Yeah, so I suppose going to the client side, how are our clients reacting to, you know, a changing technical landscape and how AI is fitting into that?
Well, I would say different reactions, different extremes from like, let's do it, and we will never going to do this. And this is very dependent on personality of decision makers, like CTOs, head of engineering. If person like is open for all new initiatives, is ready to experiment and see. So this is usually easy conversation to find like a common ground and try to do something. If it's rather conservative person who would like to keep everything as it now because it works, so don't touch it. So it's very difficult conversation. It's difficult to convince them. Also like size of organization matters, because if it's like a small team, they can actually afford to experiment, because this is not so like big spendings on licenses in comparison to organization which has hundreds and thousands of people. So usually they introduce these processes for like wide group of people and proper planning, getting, finding, etc. takes a lot of time. So I see it's like at the moment clients mostly interested in like well-known tools like AI assistant, because they see them like a way to improve productivity. But we also start to get interest in building something, I mean, from a business point of view, using AI technologies, but it's like rather than on experimenting phase, what really happens now is adoption of the tools, which can actually make developers more productive.
And what tools do you think could revolutionize coding?
Well, I'm not going to like spoil the secret. well-known Copilot, JetBrains AI assistant, open source alternative, which is called Continua. So these tools more or less do the same. So they actually allow developer to be focused, not like switch from their program where they create a code IDE to browser in order to Google something and find like an exact match to their question. So now they can actually ask this assistant all these kind of questions. And as soon as this assistant was trained on big amount of data, it most likely it may have the similar information already built in this, let's call it knowledge base. So a relevant answer could be provided in the same application, in the same context as developers working now. And it's actually, it makes life of developer easier because there is no context switch between different tasks and he can actually stay focused and productive.
It's just, it's speeding up processes, isn't it? And
What is actually, from my personal experience, if you are not an expert in certain technology, because recently I had a need to create like a JavaScript plugin for a browser because my like area of expertise is .NET. It's not something you can actually use to build a browser plugin. AI assistant was very helpful for me because he was suggesting a solutions which would take more very long time for me to find an internet, and I just explaining him an intention, what I would like to do, and he was offering me a solution. If solution was not good enough, I was explaining what is wrong with this solution, and another solution was offered, and then like getting this bits of code, I managed to like build fully working plugin which solved my problem.
That's interesting. So it's almost, do you have to tell it when it needs to improve or change? Or
yeah, so the idea is that like you're having conversation in the chat form with this, let's call it AI assistant.
Yeah.
So just you say, I would like to create a plugin for, I don't know, Firefox, which is going to do blah, blah, blah. Please just create a skeleton of this application. It creates you a skeleton and instruction how to install it in Firefox, and you say, okay, so in addition to what you've done, I need to change this piece of code in order to work in this way and look like this. So you start to actually clarify details of this solution. Maybe then you have another idea, so you ask for something else. So this is like a collaborative process, and probably from this point of view, it's clear why it's called Copilot, because it's like impressions that somebody is sitting next to you and assisting you.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
It's not like some virtual AI assistant which like doing everything without interaction.
Like a holograph.
Yeah.
So I suppose my last question, and I know we've done a lot of predictions at Godel, but while I've got you here, can you just give us and our listeners, what's your biggest prediction for AI technology this year?
It's always a guess. There is like a probability I'm not going to be right, but what I'm sure is that all the tools, AI assistants, will be widely adopted very quickly, and it might be like a normal part of the process as we use tools like JetBrains ReSharper, which like almost every developer could not imagine his life without this plugin. So very quickly we will get to the point that developer will probably refuse or at least complain that they could not work without this kind of AI system because they don't feel themselves to be productive. This is something we can actually expect will happen very quickly. maybe within this year, because it's evolving so quickly. So I will not be surprised if next year it will be like a must as default setup for any development environment where you consider to like to do something on a serious scale.
No, it'll be so interesting to see where we are this time next year.
Yeah, so you can actually record this
Yeah,
prediction and we will compare where we
we'll
are.
do part two coming next year.
Yeah.
But thank you so much today, and yeah, thank you very much, Andrew, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you.